Sanhedrin, Per Gimel Mishnah Vov. The Mishnah now is going to say how they were mekabel edim. Two edim came to say edus that Reuven owes Shimon $100. What's the seder of Kabbalah says? They say it, you believe them, that's it. So the Mishnah says like this: Hoy machnisen oison u'maimin aleim. They were mekabel the edus, and they intimidated them. The loshen emo that they shouldn't say edus sheker. Mishnah doesn't say exactly how they intimidated them. What did they say? So the Gemara says, brought by the Mefarshim, that they would tell them that Eide Sheker have a din of Rishoyim. They would quote Psukim to that effect. Maitzin is called Adam Lachutz. They would send everybody out. They were onlookers in Bez. They would send everybody out. U'mishayrin es ha-godl b'shebehem. They would send everybody out except for the bigger of the Eidim, or if there were a bunch of Eidim, the biggest of the Eidim v'omrim loy. And more, hey, how do you know that Reuven owed Shimon money? How do you know that Reuven did the aver? No difference. We could be talking about anything, but let's use the case of Dini Momus. Hey, how do you know that Reuven owed Shimon money? Omar, who Omar Lishani chayev loy, he told me. That means I heard from the Nitva that he was moida that he owes money. Or, is plenty Omar Lishu chayev loy, lo Omar klum. This seems a little bit hesper. There's a famous klal called Hoidos Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, which means that we paskin it in Torah al pi Hoidos Baldin. Reuven saying that he owes money to Shimon, we accept that as Edus. So now the Edim are being made that Reuven made a Hoidos Baldin that he owes Shimon money. It's not enough, and that's what the mission is coming lafuke, that he, the nitva, the person who allegedly owes money, says he owes money. But with that, he's not chayv. Why? Because the person could say, I owe money. I could say, kol minei zachen. We don't take that seriously. It has to be a formal lahoido. So the Mishnah comes lafuki two cases. One is where it's could be taken. Beloshna gemara, he could say, mishatani boch. Hu amal li shani chayv lo. I was fooling around. And I said, ani chayv lo. It didn't mean anything. Or where he says, the aide says that I heard from Yenner that he heard from Yenner. That's an aide, mipi aide. That's also not good. Aide, this means you're saying on something that you know of directly. You know that he's chayev money. You heard from Pliny that Pliny heard from Almoini, in this case the Nitva, that he's chayev money. That's not good. When he says bifoneinu hoideloi, he admitted in front of us. The Gemara adds that it has to be where the Nitva says formally, Atem Eda. He says, I'm telling the two of you as Eidim that I owe Yankel $100. That is a formal Hoidos Baldin, and on that, Kimei Eidim Nomi. The Pashto reading over here, by the way, is Atsheyeme Bifoneinu Hoidoloi. The formal I owe Yankel $100 has to be in front of two Eidim. Not so Pashto. Here we're talking about they are cross-examining one aide, and he's telling them what he heard together with the other. Some Rishonim hold that way. The Shteitim, Balamor, and Ravid, other Rishonim. Lamaisa, the Ramban, you see the Shulchan Aruch, and Pei Aleph has shittus about this. They hold that, no, even where the formal Hoidah was in front of one aide, that's called the Hoidah's Baldin. And the one aid could be made that he heard it from Yenner. Obviously, the other aid will have to concur because it could only be Mitzimam based on two aidim. So now they're going to call in the second one. But let's just add one more thought to this. The Mishnah doesn't even list off the possibility that he saw him lend $100. The Mishnah doesn't bring that. That would lechayv be pasha. That's how we saw the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings the Eifen HaMechudeshes where he's made on a Hoidos Baldin. They bring in the second aid. If we find that the two aidim stim, it's interesting, the Loshne is not that they're saying exactly the same thing, but when you think about it, they're really saying the same. They might be saying the same story with different, slightly different details, but what comes out, Nimtsu Devrei Mechuvonim, the Bavus de Maisa, based on this type of diuk, where there were two Edim that came to the Bezdin in Vilna and said, Rachman son, that a woman was Mizana, and the Bezdin had a sense that there was something fishy, but Lamaisa, two Edim, presented well. They brought the two Edom to the Goyin, and the Goyin listened to the two Edom, and he declared Edom Shakronim. How do you know? The Mishnah says, Nimtzu Dveim Mechuvanim. Never two people are going to say exactly the same story. You always have to hear both of them. They're really saying the same thing. Two people never think 100% alike. They never process information 100% alike. If the two of them say exactly the same thing, that means it was rehearsed before. Clearly, they made it up. And they came to the best. So that's why the Lashon over here is Nimtzu Dveim Mechuvanim. So then, Noisim and Noisim Badover. The Dayonim are Shoklu V'Toyeh in the details to make sure that everything stims. The klal is over here, and this is an important idea, and this nimtzu dvei mechuvonim, that the Edim could have wrong the details of the denominations. Was it a $20 bill and a $10 bill, another $20 bill for 50, or was it a $50 bill? Those type of details somebody can have wrong. But the ikya edus of when was it, or how much was it, or where was it, that not. Now, let's say you have Shnayim Oymim Zakai V'Echad Oymim Mechayim. At the end of the day, two of the Dayonim say, Zetois that Reuven owes Shimon the money. And two of them say that Reuven does not owe the money. Zakai V'Echad Oymim Mechayim, one says he does owe the money. Zakai. You pass like the two over the one. Shnayim Oymim Mechayim V'Echad Oymim Zakai Chayim. Now this is the rule. Achir Rabban Lahatois. We know of this as the principle of Roiv B'chol Atay Krulu. But the Achir Rabban Lahatois is primarily in Parshas Mishpatim talking about Dayonim. The famous Kasha, you're talking about Dine Mominis. Tosis asks this Kasha in three places in Shas. Dine Mominis, we have a klal that whenever there's a Din Torah which is based on Roiv times when a Moichu tells a Leker Kach V'Kach, he means Kach V'Kach, and therefore it would be a Mekach Tois. We had this in Perik HaMoichu Es HaPeris in Bava Basra, that we paskin in holchem momenachar roiv. It has to be for sure. Roiv is not enough. So why don't we say that roiv of the dayonim is not enough? So like we said, Tesis asked this kasha. It could be that this type of roiv is a starker roiv. It's not a subjective roiv, but it's a reality. There's two psokim, two sides of das Torah that says this way. It's a stronger roiv. The other possibility is, Tesis says in the beginning of the third parak in Bava Kamma, that the roiv of dayonim is not considered a roiv. Roiv is the way to define what's the opinion of the Bezdin. When we paskin a Din Torah, it's not being gepaskin by two Dayanim, it's being gepaskin by the Das Torah of the panel of three Dayanim. What determines the Das of the Bezdin is the majority opinion of the three. But the opinion is not based on two against one. That's the opinion of the Bezin. It's a Tif Nekuda. It's explained by Reb Chaim in Stenzel, a famous shtickle in the beginning of Perek HaMiniach. So that's what the Mishnah says, that we go Basu Roif. Echadoy Mezakai, Ve'echadoy Mechayiv. One says Pot and one says Chayiv. Afilu Shnai Mezakai and Shnai Mechayivin. Ve'echadoy Me'eni Yoideya, Yosifu Adayonim. This is a Chiddush. What would you say is better? Two Dayanim say Reuven owes Shimon $100. The third Dayan is screaming Chai V'Kayim. He's not masking. What happens if the third Dayan says, I hear what the two of you are saying. I'm not sure. I can't sign off. V'chair for sure we should be Mevatel Daita. If we go with two, even when one is Moicha, B'chol Loshon Shomacho, for sure when two of the Dayanim are not even being opposed directly by the third just says, I don't know. And still V'Aloch is you can't paskin. And the answer to this is like we just explained a minute ago, that we're not passing it in Torah al-pi two dayonim. There's a Das Torah here that's formulated by the opinion of three dayonim. The majority of the three defines the opinion of the Bezn as a whole. A dayin that says any day is not saying an opinion. So mele, we don't have a psak of three dayonim. We have a psak of two dayonim. We can't pass it al-pi two, we have to pass it al-pi three. So over there, it's not a function of roiv. You're right, Roy won't paskin. But here we don't have an opinion of three dayon. This is all nichnas into that shtickle Torah. So Lamaisa, what do you do if you have Shnayim Mezakin or Shnayim Mechayvim and Echrei Me'eni Yedei? You see for dayon, you have to add dayonim to the Din Torah, and this is a whole process. You can't just add one dayon, you have to add two dayonim. The reason for that is because a dayon is only when the minds of the dayonim are going at it with each other. They have to grind against each other. They have to go back and forth. So he needs to be shokel v'toyeh with another dayan that hasn't made up his mind yet. Now, there's always a possibility, the third dayan that said any adea, you're adding in two dayanim, and maybe they're also going to differ, and you're going to have two against two. Maybe what you're going to have is you're going to have the two original dayanim that said Pliny at Zakai, and you have these two dayanim on Mechayev, so you're left without a roif. The fifth one said any adea. You don't have your swing vote. So then you have to add another two. So the Rambam elaborates on this in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perches. Says you'll add another two, you'll add another two, you'll add another two until you get to 70, until you get to 71. Lamaisa, you can't add more than that because there is no Sanhedrin bigger than the Sanhedrin Agadol. So what happens if you left Lamaisa with 35 verse 35 with one that said any adair? The Rambam says you're gonna have to leave it as a sofik. Hamaitzim mechavel of harayah. Arichus dvarim in the Rambam. Mishnah Zayin, Gomrus Hadover, the Besen came out with their verdict. Hayu machnisa noisam, they bring in the balei dvarim. Va'agodol shev dayonim oimer ish pliny atazakai. They give the cover to the senior of the three dayonim. He says ish pliny atazakai, ish pliny atachayv. Of course, these things are procedural. If it's not done that way, it's not ma'akev in the psak. He's the one that announces and he says it like that. Ish pliny atazakai, ish pliny atachayv. Here we have a halacha that's in Hilchus Lashon Hara. Three dayanim walk out, and one of the dayanim sees that the baldover who lost is fuming. He says to him, "Listen, I was on your side. Ani mezakin. V'chaveirai mechayven. Avo ma'ase? What should I do? Chaveir robo alai. I was in the minority. They outruled me." So you're causing him, the one who lost, to up his resentment level against those two. It's mamash al chesvichilus. Al zeh nema leselich rochum mamecho. This is mamash alav leselich rochum mamecho. Vay mahelich rochum megala soid. He's megala that which doesn't have to be revealed. It's mamash an averu chamura.